Hello, welcome to Text to Task Simplifying Education. I am Gargi, and today I want to share something personal. How embracing minimalism transformed not just my life, but also the way I teach. We will explore how simplifying can help educators create more meaningful, focused, and intentional learning experiences for both themselves and their students. My journey into minimalism started when I realized my life felt cluttered. Not just with things, but with commitments, distractions, and a constant feeling of overwhelm. I was stretched thin, both personally and professionally, and I knew I needed a change. By simplifying my life, I found clarity and focus. I let go of the unnecessary, made space for what truly mattered, and discovered how much I valued intentional living. This mindset naturally flowed into my work as an educator. Just like my home and life, I realized my teaching could benefit from minimalism. Over time, I'd accumulated lesson plans, resources, and classroom strategies that felt more overwhelming than helpful. The pressure to do more, use every tool, cover every standard, and adopt every trend left me exhausted. So I applied minimalism into my teaching. I focused on quality over quantity, choosing activities that truly resonated with my students. Instead of juggling multiple platforms, I stuck to a few that aligned with my goals. I asked myself, does this serve my students' learning? Does it help them grow? If not, I let it go. Minimalism doesn't just benefit teachers. It's powerful for students too. When we simplify, we create space for deeper learning. Here's what I mean. Instead of overwhelming students with busy work, I design tasks that align with key learning outcomes. Simplifying instructions and goals helps students feel more confident and focused. By providing open-ended, meaningful tasks, students have the freedom to explore and innovate without being bogged down by rigid structures. One example, turning a reading response into a single thoughtful reflection tied to a real-world issue rather than assigning a lengthy worksheet. Less is truly more when it comes to engagement and understanding. As teachers, we often put ourselves last. Embracing minimalism helped me change that. By letting go of the need to do everything, I reduced stress and burnout. I learned to prioritize self-care, say no to unnecessary commitments, and focus on what truly mattered, both in and out of the classroom. Minimalism doesn't mean cutting corners or doing less for your students. It means being intentional. It's about finding balance and creating space for what brings joy and fulfillment to both teaching and learning. If you are curious about how to bring minimalism into your teaching, here are a few steps to get started. Simplify your resources. Choose one or two high-quality tools or strategies that align with your teaching style and stick with them. Number two, declutter your space. Organize your classroom or virtual workspace to remove distractions and foster focus. Number three, streamline communication. Use one clear method to communicate with students and parents instead of juggling multiple platforms. Number four, prioritize tasks. Focus on activities that directly support learning goals rather than trying to cover every possible standard. Minimalism isn't about doing less, it's about doing what matters most. Thank you for joining me today on Text to Task Simplifying Education. Simplifying my life and adopting minimalism as a teacher has been a game changer. It's helped me create space for creativity, connection, and the kind of teaching that leaves a lasting impact. If you are thinking about simplifying your life or teaching, start small. Even one change, like decluttering your lesson plans or prioritizing your self-care, can make a big difference. I'd love to hear your thoughts. How could minimalism shape your approach to education? Reach out to me on social media. And if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a fellow educator who might need a little more simplicity in their life. Until next time, remember, simplicity isn't just a teaching strategy. It's a way to thrive.